Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The NYPD's Chief of Department, Kenneth Corey, will retire at the end of the month for a job in the private sector. He spoke with reporter Juliet Papa about his career.
During their conversation, Corey talked about a prolific robber who's committed more than 30 break-ins this year alone, and is a suspect in dozens more.
So, Juliet, what did he have to say about this thief?
Well, he says the difficulty is Michon Moore gets arrested and keeps getting released. And he's been committing these alleged crimes in Brooklyn, in Queens, and Manhattan. He uses a unique tool to break the glass, grabs whatever he can, takes off, jumps into the subway, and disappears. But they've arrested him numerous times, and they said most recently in Brooklyn, he $10,000 bail was posted. He pays it, so he is released. And then a week later, he's in Manhattan, allegedly committing these crimes again, and he's released on his own recognizance. And they say, you know, not only is it frustrating for the police department, they're trying to do their job, but how about all these victims and these commercial establishments that are now victims of crime?
So what does Chief Corey say? What are his thoughts on New York's new bail reform laws?
Well, he's saying the judges really need more latitude in being able to hold a suspect. And he thinks that would just make a difference. He says there's a small number of people that are committing these crimes over and over again, in various crimes. When you really pin it down, these are, you know, the professional criminals, and they're doing this. But if you were able to take care of that, it would go a long way toward just reducing that particular crime for many people, as in this case.
Chief Ken Corey's been on the job a long time. What did he tell you are some of his career highlights?
Oh, yes. He was the commanding officer in Staten Island of the borough. And he was situated there right after the death of Eric Garner. And he says, you know, the borough in many places was a tinderbox. He said he reached out to community leaders and he was able to forge very good and positive relationships. And he said that went a long way in the death of George Floyd, you know, which came a couple of years ago. And he said that there was lines of communication that were open between him and the community leaders and the community leaders and the people that they served, and he thought that that was helpful. And then the other issue he felt where he made a great contribution was in reducing the number of police-related shootings. He said he was assigned to review tactics and training, and he felt that after that review, they were able to modify things that they were doing and responses, and particularly to put tasers in every patrol car, not just to have a supervisor carry it, but that every patrol car had to have a taser so that that could be used rather than, you know, possibly fatal gunfire.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes. Juliet, thanks for the update. That's reporter Juliet Papa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.